Of course, not everybody chooses to have kids. And a lot of people say there's a stigma attached to that, that our social norms are built around reproducing. But people without kids are really doing the world a big favor in a way. Fewer people means less pressure on resources and the climate. One former city councilman on Bainbridge Island wanted to celebrate that. He suggested that the city designate the third Sunday in June as I Didn't Reproduce Day. It did not go well. Here's KNKX's Bellamy Palethorpe with the story.
Let's just get this out of the way up front. I am not a mom. I wanted kids at one point, but it didn't work out. So I'm a doting aunt. One of my nicknames is Auntie Belle, and I do have two house cats, my fur babies, but they don't really count. Perhaps that explains a little bit about why I was excited to head out to Bainbridge Vineyards to meet Betsy Wittick, another childless woman. It's raining hard as she gives us a tour of the property, but she wears her parka unzipped and doesn't bother with a hat. Then she welcomes us into a horse stall.
Come in, but just watch this upper one's electrified.
Along with hillsides full of grapevines, she takes care of a pair of draft horses that she uses to plow most of her fields.
Rich, Abby,
come here. Good girl.
She's interested in your microphone. Wondering
she wants to taste
to
it. This vineyard sets a high bar for sustainability. These horses and lots of human power replace gas-powered engines. And Betsy grows a lot of her own food. Betsy is the one who gave City Councilman Ron Peltier the idea for I Didn't Reproduce Day. It came from a sketch done by a late-night TV comedian.
Every once in a while, for entertainment at night, I'll catch a YouTube video, and I happen to come across one from Bill Maher. And so I sent it to Ron, and I think from that idea, he thought, well, this is something we should have more discussion on.
We love Betsy. She's like part of our family.
She kind of got you into trouble, though.
Well, you know, she doesn't quite remember all this stuff with the I Didn't Reproduce Day proclamation. She might argue with me on this.
She played the clip for you, right? The Bill Maher clip?
Yeah, that's one of our favorite things to do is sit around the table, have glasses of wine. She'll get out her cell phone and play something on YouTube for us, and we loved it.
Now that we've had Mother's Day and Father's Day, let's set aside this Sunday to celebrate people who are neither with a new holiday called I Didn't Reproduce Day. I'm just saying, where's the holiday for single people? We don't have a day, only happy hour.
Maher goes on, singing the praises of condoms and pointing out that all the cool aunts and uncles of this world can be credited for preventing a lot of carbon emissions by not having children.
There's literally nothing you can do that's better for the environment than to not produce another resource-sucking, waste-making human being, probably with a bad attitude.
It's hard to say accurately how much carbon pollution not reproducing saves. A recent study out of Sweden ranked it as by far the best thing you could do to reduce your personal carbon footprint, almost twice as effective as ditching your car. Ron says that point struck a chord with him. But so did the humor.
He really spoke the truth, you know, that single people have been stigmatized for not having children as if they're lesser. I think that's really unfair. And he hit the nail on the head with the impact. And this is something that my wife, Paula, and I have talked about since we got together. We were in our early 30s. And something that's been on my radar screen is just the impact of population. And he's just coming out and saying it. And generally speaking, people don't talk about it. So that's what I liked about it. Let's talk about population.
Ron says he watched the clip a bunch of times. He was thinking about whether he could actually introduce some sort of legislation to take this joke and make it into a reality. So one spring day, he sat down at the desk in his home office and cranked out a proclamation.
A proclamation by the mayor of the city of Bainbridge Island declaring the third Sunday in June as I Didn't Reproduce Day. Whereas human beings are part of a larger community of living creatures and natural systems inhabiting.
We should note here
Earth,
that this legislation doesn't tell people what to do. It's just symbolic, really.
Health and well-being of humans is very much.
It was a rough time for Ron on the council. Earlier that year, he was accused of some ethics violations and ultimately reprimanded for bullying and harassment. He says because of his blunt manners and because of small-town politics. He decided to just serve out his term and not run again. So even though he knew it was unlikely to pass, he hoped the proclamation would at least get a good conversation going. That conversation was captured in a video of the meeting where he asked the council to consider it.
It's not a joke. I'm dead serious. And I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I'd like to request it to be on our business agenda for next week, and we can vote on it.
Then Mayor Cole Medina gestures to a woman on his left.
Councilmember Blossom, you look like you'd like to speak.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly insensitive. He's the only person on this council who's not reproduced. I think it's very insensitive. Some people aren't able to. Some people make a choice not to, but that doesn't mean they're happy with the choice. And it's not a date, it's not something to celebrate. I think it's really insensitive.
Do we need to talk more about it, Councilor Dietz?
Joe Dietz is the only one to speak up.
I agree with the lack of sensitivity. I don't understand why you did this. I'm not in favor of this at all.
Again, then Mayor Cole Medina.
So I wouldn't support bringing this forward in this way, but I certainly understand the point you're making.
No one supported it. It landed like a ton of bricks. The former mayor, Ron's colleague Cole, who's still on the council, says he really does understand where Ron is coming from with this, but he says the reaction from Councilmember Sarah Blossom was just so out of character that he couldn't move it forward.
That is extremely unusual for her. On our council, she's probably the least talkative, most reserved person. So for her to react in that way was really just kind of shocking to everyone around the table. You might have noticed there was some silence after she was done talking before someone else said something. And it's because everyone was just stunned by her reaction because she never acts like that.
I did reach out to now former council member Blossom. She declined to answer any questions for this story. On reflection, Cole says he still agrees with everything in the proclamation, except maybe the title, which he says is too humorous for such a personal and sensitive topic. He says he liked working with Ron and that they got a lot done together. They're both pretty deep green thinkers. And Cole says he's annoyed that the government incentivizes people to have children through its tax policy, despite the urgent need for people to consume fewer resources. But he says this one just felt out of place for a small city council.
I think we need to start incentivizing people to think about overpopulation and maybe not have as many children. But it's such a personal decision. You know, it just rubs me the wrong way to think of a government trying to get involved in that personal decision. You know, I guess similar to the way that I don't think the government should be involved in a woman's right to choose when it comes to her own child, right? I mean, it's just such a personal thing.
Another reason his peers may have thought it was a sarcastic joke was that Ron accidentally set the date for this new holiday to fall on the third Sunday in June. That day is taken. It's Father's Day. For the record, Cole, who is also a dad, didn't pick up on that right away either. And Ron insists that he didn't do it on purpose. But he's not sorry.
Well, you know, it's funny. Sometimes things just happen the way they're meant to. And yeah, I got the day wrong. I didn't mean for it to be on Father's Day. But the fact that I did propose it for Father's Day got a lot of attention. It resulted in the Bainbridge Review, which is always looking for something to slam me over. It got them to run an article that then got the attention of nationwide. I mean, if you go and Google I Didn't Reproduce Day, you'll see Bill Maher, but you'll also see me.
So Ron says, in a way, he achieved his goal. Even though the council fell silent, he got a lot of people talking about all this. He says things like driving an electric car and recycling a lot are good things to do, but they're not going to make this planet livable for the coming generations. He wants people to reject what he calls the philosophy of perpetual growth.
It should be a conscious choice, and it has an impact on other people, has impact on future generations and other living things that are on the planet.
Well, and I selfishly, because I'm someone who didn't reproduce and definitely had some emotions about it, particularly when I was a bit younger. I think I've moved through that now. But I like the idea of being honored for my role as an aunt and as a not reproducing woman.
Absolutely. You should be honored for that. You made a contribution. by mentoring your nieces and your nephews and young people in general, just as Betsy Wittig does.
Betsy says the council wasn't ready for this conversation, but she hopes people will keep talking about it.
It's somewhat of a taboo subject because I think we all feel that each life is sacred. We want to honor that and want to make sure that everyone who's alive on this planet has a right to a healthy, supportive, good experience. But that also means we have to realize that we are on this finite planet, and how far can we push it before everything gets degraded so people can't have that anymore.
Ron says he's taking a break now, but thinking about another run for council in a few years, and that he would consider rewrites to his proclamation if his colleagues were willing to talk about it. Oh, and by the way, Ron will be celebrating Father's Day this year with his adult son.